Hello, I'm Mercedes.
And I'm Tash, and you're listening to episode 264 of Chat Disney. Welcome back to another episode on the Chat Disney podcast. And this is a very special episode because it's a very momentous occasion for Mercedes and I here at Chat Disney, because it is officially 5 years of Chat Disney. Half a decade. I cannot believe it. I can't believe that we've been doing this for 5 years, an episode every week. We've never missed one. We've always spoken about something different. How have we done it? I honestly don't know. So in honor of that, we thought we would take a little trip down memory lane today and go back over some of our highlights over the past 5 years. But before we get into that, let's have a quick look at what has been happening in the world of Disney this week.
So this week we had some very exciting news from Tokyo Disney Resort, and it's regarding an attraction that I'm not that fond of. It is, of course, It's a Small World, and they're going to be doing an overlay this winter, which will be It's a Small World with Groot. So this is Groot from the Marvel Cinematic Universe's franchise Guardians of the Galaxy, and Groot is going to be making a little cameo, a little Easter egg appearance in all of the different scenes in all of the different countries in It's a Small World. Now, this probably doesn't come as a huge surprise to you listeners, but this has been met with quite a lot of controversy. There are a lot of Disney fans who are not very happy about this. I do think that Groot's a really rogue and interesting choice, given that It's a Small World is like a really iconic Disney attraction and Groot is from the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I'm actually really shocked, and Tash is probably pleasantly surprised, that they didn't do this with Duffy. I could really imagine that, especially because Duffy is Mickey's like traveling teddy bear, like he travels, that's like his whole backstory. I'm really shocked, especially because it's Tokyo, that they didn't do It's a Small World with Duffy and friends. I feel like that would just about finish Tash off, honestly, if you could see her face. But yeah, they're doing it with Groot. Really interesting choice. I think it's quite cool. But and as I say, I think it's just like a overlay for like a small period of time. So it's not like it's permanently changing the attraction.
If you have somehow put this out into the universe and manifested it, and the next thing you know, we're going to see Duffy in a Small World, then I don't know if I can ever forgive you.
Do you feel like I have? Because I really feel like I have.
I feel like you might have done as well. Watch this space.
One of my friends, Annika, hey Annika, if you're listening, she always says I'm a master manifester, and in that moment I felt quite powerful.
You felt it in your fingertips, maybe. So who knows? I really hope not, but if this comes to fruition, then honestly, I don't even know anymore. Heading over to Hong Kong Disneyland for some news today. And Josh Gad, of course, the voice of Olaf, was seen visiting Frozen Land this week. He posted a couple of selfies of him with the backdrop of Frozen Land behind him. Now, I was thinking about this. I don't know how, obviously Frozen is massive in Asia and they love it in Tokyo, you know, Tokyo in Hong Kong and in China, you know, that's the park with the first Frozen Land. But I don't know how recognisable Josh Gad would be to a lot of people, being that he is a voice actor for Olaf, and I don't know how big he is as an actor for other things. Of course, he was in Beauty and the Beast as as LeFou, and the live action one. So yeah, I don't know if this would be the sort of occasion where he was mobbed, or if he could kind of get away with like sauntering around by himself without attracting that much attention. But yeah, Olaf was in Frozen Land. Love that.
I feel like he'd be mobbed. I think some of these, like, as you say, especially in Asia, these Disney fans are hardcore. Like, I'm not seeing Josh Gad in a Disney park and not knowing who he is. And I feel like, yeah, I'm sure he was mobbed. Although, as you say, in the pictures, he looks like everyone's just sort of going about their day. I don't know. But there we are. And I've got a little bit of news from Walt Disney World this week, and there is confirmation that Walt Disney World have purchased 90 new buses. And if you have been to Walt Disney World and stayed at a Disney Resort hotel, you will know that a Disney bus is a big, big part of the Walt Disney World experience. Now, I am hoping that these 90 buses are additional buses and not replacements, because, you know, an old bus getting retired and a new one coming and replacing, it's hardly news. But we do have reason to believe that some of the bus routes are going to be increasing frequency and that kind of thing. We know that at some of the larger moderate resorts, so like Disney's Caribbean Beach Resort, for example, they now have two kind of circuits of the resort in the morning, because when they used to just do like the one big loop of Disney's Caribbean Resort, oh my goodness, if you were the last bus stop, not only were you waiting for a very, very long time to get your bus, but also, especially first thing in the morning, those Magic Kingdom buses, there's a very, very strong chance that by the time they got to your bus stop, there wouldn't be any space anyway. So I'm really hoping that these 90 buses are in addition to our current fleet, and we will let you know more details as we hear them.
And that pretty much sums up everything that's been happening in the world of Disney this week. We're now
it doesn't, Tash. Aren't you forgetting about Disneyland Paris? I said, aren't you forgetting about Disneyland Paris?
Am I forgetting about Disneyland Paris? I don't know. What am I forgetting about Disneyland Paris? Treasure Night, that's what I'm forgetting about Disneyland Paris. They had an annual pass holder special night called Treasure Night, and there were some really rare characters seen there that we don't normally see. People like, or characters like Kronk from Emperor's New Groove, he was in there. I'm not a massive fan of that, but I'd actually quite like to see Kronk knocking around. We had some new performances. Donald and Daisy were seen in rare costumes. There was lots of performances and interviews with Disney execs. It was all very, very exciting.
There we go. And that pretty much sums up everything that's been happening in the world of Disney this week. We are now going to talk about Chat Disney and our last 5 years creating this podcast.
So, Mercedes, when we started Chat Disney in 2019, I very much remember you approached me over text one day, over WhatsApp, and you had just appeared on the Theme Park Traders podcast, which I would say kind of inspired you about the world of podcasting when it comes to Disney and theme parks. And you approached me and you said, would you be interested in doing a Disney podcast? And of course, I absolutely leapt at the opportunity. And when you proposed that, over five years ago now, because we were planning it for a little while before it actually kickstarted, what was your foresight? What did you think was going to happen? Like, did you think that in 5 years' time we would still be here doing this every week?
I was going to ask you this question. I love it. And because I was going to ask you it, I've already thought of an answer. So I would have thought one of two things. I would have thought that either we wouldn't still be podcasting 5 years later, especially if you told me that there was going to be a global pandemic in the middle of those 5 years as well. I definitely wouldn't have thought that we were still doing this. And if you had told me that we were still doing this, I would have thought that we had like millions of subscribers, like we had like YouTube platinum plates, you know, on the wall. We were Disney insiders, like official Disney ear insiders, and we were making like a bunch of money from this podcast. That's what I would have thought. The reality, obviously, is neither of those two things. We are still making the podcast every week. We do have a very nice amount of loyal subscribers, listeners, followers. But the number is not quite the amount that perhaps I thought it would be for us to continue to make this 5 years later.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think I ever thought about it in those terms, but I never really thought about it in the long term or like saw any kind of longevity or timeline to it. I didn't really know that much about podcasts before doing Chat Disney. It kind of really was my first foray into the world of podcasting. I didn't really listen to any podcasts prior to that. It was only when we started recording that I sort of ventured into listening to other Disney podcasts, and obviously 37 Disney Street came along and yada yada yada. There's a ton of Disney podcasts out there. I think if I'm honest, I probably assumed that the podcast would run its course at some point, and if you said to me that we'd still be doing this and we'd both have children, that would have really been a shocker to me because, you know, at the time we started, neither of us, you know, children were not in the foreseeable future at that point. And I think that it just would have seemed like the impossible feat to me. But the fact that we are still managing to make it work, I think if that shows to anyone, our listeners, it shows our dedication and our enjoyment of doing this podcast, because it is not an easy thing to juggle when you are working and when you are a parent. And it's not just our schedules that have to align. It's also childcare. It's also our partners who we have to make sure are around, and they both work and, you know, have pretty busy jobs. So it is a big thing to juggle. And I don't know what's going to happen when you go back to work. I work 3 days a week at the moment. So that's going to be another interesting thing that we have to navigate. And, you know, our listeners may have noticed that there are certain things that, you know, sometimes only one of us will do the news, whereas it used to be both of us the whole time. So things like that have slightly changed. But yeah, I think we've done remarkably well to keep it going. And, you know, I think if we've got to thank anyone here, it's the inventors of Zoom, because if it wasn't for that, I really think that this probably would have fizzled out pandemic times.
Oh, definitely. There's no way that we could have kept making the Chat Disney podcast without the technology, you know, without video technology, Zoom, that kind of thing. So yeah, we definitely need to thank them. But yeah, you're absolutely right, Tash. I mean, when we first started this, I was unmarried. I didn't have a pet. I didn't have a child. I'm now, you know, a wife and a mother. And I've got 5 kids. So I have a wife and a mother, and I've got a dog. And yeah, I mean, I don't know how I'm going to juggle work and being a parent full stop, but then throwing in the podcast and wanting to exercise and wanting to see my friends. And yeah, I don't know. I want to be the woman that has it all. But the reality of that, who knows? But yeah, it is definitely remarkable, as you say, that we keep it going. We keep it fresh, new and interesting content for you every week, we hope. And we love hearing from you, the listener, as well. So always do get in touch with us if you've got any ideas and that kind of thing, things you'd like us to hear, maybe things you'd like us to revisit, or even just let us know, like, episodes that you really like. Do you like it when Tash and I have these more kind of conversational episodes like we're doing today? Or maybe you like our rankings, our top tens, our favorites, our worsts, all that kind of stuff. Do let us know, because ultimately, you know, if no one was listening to this podcast, I think it definitely would have fizzled out, as you say, Tash. But yeah, we love the listener engagement. I think one of the things actually that is quite sad, and it's one of the reasons that we've been talking about Spotify a lot more and their kind of chat function and Q&A function within the Spotify app, is the death of Twitter. And I think the fact that less people are using Twitter, and even when they do use Twitter now, it's almost like a source of kind of news or for discussion around particular sort of things that are happening around the world, it's less of a kind of on the fly method of communication in the way that it was 5 years ago when we started the podcast. And I think Twitter was probably the main way that we engaged with you, our listeners, and that is definitely starting to change. We do neglect the Instagram account quite a lot as well, just because, you know, we're not in Disney parks all the time, so there's not an awful lot of photos and things for us to share with you. But yeah, definitely, you know, we've got an email address, chatdisneyuk@gmail.com. We're both very active on our personal Instagrams as well. And as I say, we do have this Spotify function now, which is like a chat Q&A that you can literally get in touch with us from the episode. You don't even need to leave the episode on Spotify that you're listening to. But yeah, always do reach out and get in touch with us.
Yeah, I mean, I think it is one of our, like, it genuinely brings us so much excitement when we do get, you know, if it's a review or a question or just a comment from someone. And what blows my mind is when we look at our stats, like our podcast stats, and we see where our listeners are listening from in terms of country. And of course, there's a lot in the UK, there's a lot in America, but then there'll be random countries. There'll be like 2 listeners in the Netherlands, or I don't know, a listener over in, where's the most random place we've had? Some really, really random ones.
Yeah, we have indeed.
Those people, like, reach out, like, let us know how you found us and what you want to hear and what it is that keeps you coming back to the podcast.
Well, it's funny you say that, because we have a new Apple Podcast review.
Oh,
Yeah, this week, which is very exciting, and this is by Dai, and I really hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly. Dai Gwynfi, I think it is. Dai Gwynfi, which kind of sounds like Phil Dunphy. But there we are, Dai Gwynfi. And Dai Gwynfi says, he's given us 5 stars. So already, Dai, you're a fan of ours, and we're a fan of yours. We're sending the love back. They say, great show, great entertaining podcast that has a positive outlook on things, but is also critical when necessary. Keep up the great work. I feel like Dai gets us.
Yes. So that is something that we have been brought up on, I think maybe once or twice in the past 5 years. I think we had a review once where the person was basically like, do they even like Disney? But I think part of what being a secure, loyal Disney fan is about is not being afraid to critique it and to say when you think it's, you know, done something wrong, or when you don't like a decision that Disney have made, because it's such a broad company. You think there's theme parks, there's movies, it's not just one thing, there is so much. It would be so disingenuous if we just came on this podcast and raved about everything to do with Disney. Some of my favourite episodes are when we critique
100%. Everything. 100%. It's always good. You know, I like to sort of ham it up. And if you've been listening for the last 5 years, you'll know that my humour is often kind of self-deprecating. And I find it quite amusing. But yeah, I completely agree with you, Tash. And I think that, you know, if you have stuck with us for 5 years, hopefully you already know this, but for our newer listeners as well, the one thing that Tash and I will always promise you on this podcast, as well as your Disney magic and your Disney content, is authenticity. And our whole podcast has been built on that. Our friendship is completely authentic. We're not just two random Disney fans that kind of met in a forum online and decided to create a podcast, or, you know, two hosts that are being paid to talk about the Walt Disney Company. That's absolutely not what this is. Tash and I are best friends, have been since we met at high school at age 11. And, you know, we're here 2 decades later with this passion that we both share, and it is authentic. And everything that we say, I've never once lied on this podcast. If I say I love something, you can genuinely trust that I do. And equally, if I say that I don't enjoy something, that's because I don't. And we're not afraid of kind of going against the grain as well. I'm not proud that The Lion King is not a favorite movie of mine, but I'd be lying if I said that it was. And equally, Let It Go, I know most of you are sick of hearing of it, it's one of my top 5 Disney songs. So we will go against the grain to give you authenticity and to, yeah, just give you our honest views.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's kind of think back over the past 5 years. Obviously, there has been a lot of content that we have covered. What are some of your highlights off the top of your head?
I think that my biggest highlight, and we did talk about it quite recently because it happened last year. So when we did our year in review for 2023, we did talk about this. But I absolutely loved when we interviewed Nathan Firesheets last year about his quest to visit all of the Disney parks around the world. I think, was it, oh, I forget how many parks and how many days it is now, 12 parks in 12 days, something crazy like that. I really, really enjoyed that because I think that it was just so reactive, and we got so many listeners for that episode because it was just so of its time. It was like, you know, in the Disney community, it had gone viral, and, you know, we were one of the first podcasts to kind of have that conversation with Nathan. And again, talking about authenticity, the reason we did that wasn't just to kind of jump on the bandwagon. It was because my sister had genuinely seen Nathan in Disneyland Paris, taken a picture of his rucksack. I tweeted it. It had blown up. My photo was used on all of the different Disney news reports. It was on Inside the Magic. It was everywhere. And so again, you know, it wasn't just us like, oh, let's jump on this bandwagon and see if we can interview this random bloke. We had, you know, this connection, albeit a very, very tenuous one, but we did have a connection to him. And I loved kind of how quickly we were able to get him on the show, get that content out for not only our longtime dedicated listeners, but also some new listeners as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think some of my highlights in general have just been kind of when we have worked with other people. I mean, 37 Disney Street, you know, we've done a bit with them. We did do a big quiz with them, Chat Disney versus 37 Disney Street. And Chris Fletcher actually did put the feelers out again recently to see if we would be up for round 2 with Bob Sangwell. And we are most definitely up for that. So Bob, if you're listening, get planning for round 2 of Chat Disney versus 37 Disney Street. Bob, again, has been, you know, a huge, huge support, I think, of our podcast, and we've had him on here several times. Something else I'm really proud of that was a good few years ago now, to do with quizzes and to do with kind of, you know, involving our listeners more, was when we did our quiz during Mind, our quiz for the charity Mind during lockdown, where we were the quiz masters for once. And we had some of our, you know, loyal listeners join us, and we raised quite a decent amount of money. I can't remember off the top of my head how much we actually raised, but that was a really, really good episode, a really, really nice thing that we both wanted to do to kind of give back during COVID. So I think that the fact that this podcast has allowed us opportunities like that is something that I'm really grateful for.
Yeah, I forgot about the quiz that we did for Mind, and I can't remember exactly how much we raised either, but it was like hundreds of pounds. So a massive, massive thank you to every single person that donated and took part. We had a lot of people that donated that didn't take part as well, which was really, really amazing to see. I'd love to do something like that again, because it was a really nice way to kind of interact with everybody. And yeah, it was a lot of fun. And I thought it was really, yeah, it was of its time, the Zoom quiz in lockdown. I remember I kind of floated the idea of like an aerobic marathon to Disney music for charity, which you didn't seem very keen on at the time. But there we are. Maybe we'll do
it. Like, definitely, or still are definitely more my bag.
Okay, fair enough. But yeah, I think I'd love to do something again like that, like some kind of quiz with you, our listeners, with prizes and that sort of stuff. I can't remember what the prize was actually for that. Was it a mug, an art of animation?
Yeah, Disney mug.
That was it. And 37 Disney Street, Lucy Hugh and Bonnie won that quiz, which there we go, fellow podcasters, and we went up against them and we lost. So there we are. We need round two, as you say. So yeah, lots of guests have come on the podcast. I think my favorite segment is linked to guests as well, and it's our Ohana, that is a tongue twister, our Ohana segment is my favorite, and that is when one of our family or friend, someone that we love, comes onto the podcast and talks a little bit about their relationship with Disney, how we know them. And often this will be somebody who's had a big influence on us when it comes to Disney, or perhaps we've had a big influence on them. So it might be Tash's husband, for example, who talks about how he's actually a bit of a Disney fan nowadays, or it might be my mum who talks about how she took me to Disneyland as a little girl. And I've really enjoyed kind of reliving those stories, because it's things that I don't know, like, you don't really ask. I've never said to my sister before, like, what are your two favorite Disney characters? What's your favorite Disney movie of all time? You know, you don't ask things like that. So it's been nice to kind of uncover things about people that we don't know.
Yeah, definitely. I'm determined to get my dad and my mum actually on this year, especially around our California trip. So mum, dad, if you're listening, start preparing yourselves for that now. My very good friend Jess as well, she's also an avid listener these days. She has said that she went to Disneyland Paris recently with a young child, but older than both Mercedes and my sons. So yeah, she has it from slightly different point of view, and she's a vegan as well, so she has that take on it as well. So we'll definitely get her on at some point to have a chat with us about her experience at Disneyland Paris and her experience of Disney in general. But yeah, that's definitely one of my favorite segments. I do also really like a lot of the silly games that we play, and whether or not that's, you know, that entertaining or that interesting for people to listen to, I hope that if anything it kind of inspires people and gives them some ideas, because a lot of these things we do are perfect ride cue games. So when we do things like Snap, where we have to both say a word and then kind of go through until we end up with the same word in common, that's a great one. I mean, things like, you know, Two Truths and a Lie, which we always get our segments mixed up. So Two Truths and a Lie is our
one last time, isn't it? One lie.
One lie and two truths.
There are no strings on me.
That's
the official title.
Yes, that is the official title.
I thought it was Two Truths and One Lie.
Yeah.
Or is it Two Lies and One Truth?
I think we change it every time.
Okay, we keep it real.
We also have What's This? We have Never Had a Friend Like Me, where we have to predict what the other would do in certain situations. So yeah, all of these games, I hope that they provide you, our listeners, with some inspiration of how to pass those Disney park queues if you're, you know, fortunate enough to be in a Disney park right now or whenever.
And we have also reviewed a hell of a lot of content in the last 5 years, a lot of live trailer reactions, a lot of Broadway and West End shows, a lot of movies, a lot of straight to Disney Plus releases. There's been a lot of content in the past 5 years. I think Frozen 2 is probably one of my favorite things that we reviewed because it was one of the first kind of animated classics that came out while we were making the podcast, and we both actually really enjoyed it. And it's funny that you mentioned that review that we had, Tash, that kind of moaned about the fact that we moan a lot, because at that point in time, all of the content that Disney was releasing was awful. So if you listen to the podcast at that period, I think it was like 2021, it was like, well, yeah, all of our episodes have been really negative recently because we've been to the cinema a bunch and watched a load of really mediocre Disney stuff, and we expect better. It's not that we, you know, are critical, hypercritical. Well, maybe we are hypercritical, but I don't think that's a bad thing. I think it's just that our expectations when it comes to Disney are incredibly high because we are so passionate about it and because we've seen such amazing things produced from this company before, that when it is a little bit subpar, we're deeply offended by that.
Yeah, it's like we know that they can do better. But yeah, that time period, it was, you know, the live action Lion King, the live action Dumbo, it was all that.
Oh, yeah.
Coming out.
Yeah.
Which I think is something that I think we have. And again, it's so hard for us to do these days because of how busy we are being parents and everything. But back in those days, I remember when we did that Frozen episode, we literally went to see Frozen 2 at the cinema, I think the day it came out. And then we went home and recorded an episode straight away. And it was so fresh off the boat. And when we went to see The Lion King, we did a live reaction there and then. I think we recorded it from your car. So it'd be amazing if there's something I want from the podcast, it would be to get back to doing things like that together in person more. But it is just so difficult with our current life setups.
Exactly that. But I do agree with you. I think both of us, our heart is in the right place and we both want that. And I feel it will come, right? We have like a 2-year-old and a 7-month-old. They're not going to be that age forever. And actually, when I listen and log into the 37 Disney Street podcast on a Sunday evening, and I know that like Chris has got 2 young boys, and obviously Hugh and Lucy have got Bonnie as well, and they still manage to make that content every week and their Patreon content as well, that really fills me with hope, because I'm like, ah, one day, you know, the boys won't be as dependent on us and we will be able to go to the cinema, watch a Disney film, probably have to take them with us, and then do a review. So yeah, but yeah, I really enjoy reviews. And I guess there's a couple of movies coming out this year that we'll be able to do reviews for, but there's nothing that I'm like really excited about. And yeah, as I say, we've been really spoiled over the last 5 years because there have been some big hitters. We went to see Frozen together at the Drury Lane Theatre, which is sadly coming to an end this year. So yeah, a lot has happened. And a lot's happened when we think about the business side of the Walt Disney Company as well. I mean, they went from Bob Iger to Bob Chapek to Bob Iger. Like, it's been quite a tumultuous time, and a good time to have a Disney podcast because there's a lot to talk about.
It has. And also things like Disney Plus didn't exist when we started this podcast.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Do you remember we had in the UK, we had this like awful streaming platform called Disney Life. And it was interesting. It was only in the UK, Ireland, and I think like the Netherlands. And it came out like a really, really long time ago, like 2015, 2016, something like that off the top of my head. And I didn't know this, obviously, nobody knew, but it was basically the pilot for what would be Disney Plus.
Yeah, and now Disney Plus is like my absolute go-to. Like, I rarely use Netflix.
Really?
Well, I feel like Netflix is very, very hit and miss.
I've got a scenario. Okay. You've just finished a series that you and your husband were like loving. It was your go-to in the evening. You've just finished it. And you're like, oh no, we've got nothing to watch. And you're like, okay, come on, let's find something. Which streaming service are you opening first? In that scenario.
I would probably, I don't know, that is difficult. I feel like there's more I want to watch on Disney Plus at the moment.
Okay.
Whereas I feel like with Netflix, I feel like it's one of those things where there'll be something great and then it will be really quiet for a few months, and then something great will come along and it will really hook me, and then there'll be nothing for a few months.
Interesting. So I would always go Netflix first still in that scenario, then Disney Plus, then Amazon Prime. Because Disney Plus, whilst it's got, you know, a plethora of amazing content, all of the Disney movies, some of the classic TV shows that we love, Grey's Anatomy, Modern Family, Desperate Housewives, there's like literally hundreds and hundreds of hours of amazing television on there. I feel like it's still not that good at like new series releases. And if there is going to be a new series release on Disney Plus, like, you know about it because it's a big hitter. It's your Mandalorian or whatever, you know, that kind of caliber. Whereas I feel like Netflix is still managing to churn out series like that, like pretty much every other week. Whereas I don't feel that with Disney Plus. And I think that's what I would like to see more of from Disney Plus over the course of the next year.
Yeah, I think something I've learned about myself in recent years is that I don't actually watch as much television as I thought I did. So like a lot of the time people will be talking about a series and I'll be like, oh no, I haven't watched that. And it will take me ages to actually get around to watching it, which is why I say like I have a very long list and a lot of stuff is on Disney Plus. And I think with Netflix, because there is so much being churned out, it's almost a bit overwhelming. And a lot of what I do is like, I just go for something easy that I can have on in the background of an evening or whatever. And my husband is one of those people that, especially at the moment because of our work schedules, he's working a lot of evenings or he has to be in London quite a lot. So he doesn't like me to like go ahead with him on a series. So the only series that I can watch without him are crime things, which I mean, you know, we're not short of those when it comes to Netflix, let's be honest. But they're not always the sort of thing that I want to sit and watch on my own. So I probably do go to Disney Plus a bit more because it is a bit more lighthearted and I can just put something on in the background that I've maybe watched a million times before.
Yeah, no, that makes complete sense. I feel like you need to get into like Selling Sunset and The Real Housewives.
I do love Selling Sunset. So those, but those I binge and then they're done.
Oh, that you do it too quickly.
Yeah.
There we go. Love is Blind?
No, I haven't done Love is Blind.
Oh, that's a good one if you need just like nonsense on in the background, but not on Disney Plus, and we are a Disney podcast. So moving swiftly along, what do you reckon we'll be doing in 5 years' time? Do you think we'll still be doing this?
I mean, oh my God, in 5 years' time, I mean, it's so hard to know. Like part of me thinks, how can we possibly keep going for another 5 years? But then 5 years has flown so quickly that I cannot believe we've been doing this for 5 years. And now that we have children and we're still doing it, I don't see why it would ever stop. The only reason I can feasibly see us stopping is if one of us moved abroad to a different country that had a massive time difference or something, and it was like physically impossible for us to get a time slot. I can't see us ever sitting down and having a conversation and being like, I'm bored of this, or I think it's time to call it a day.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Like children are going to be the thing that finish it. But I think at the moment, whilst they're little and they need us more, and we were saying like, oh, you know, when they're older, they're more independent, we'll have more time to whatever. I do think like I'm going to be going back to full-time hours in January. And at the moment, I just have one child. In 5 years' time, I could be full-time with two children and, you know, Monday night's no good because one's got karate, and Tuesday night's no good because one's got ballet, and Wednesday's no good because that's when, I don't know. I think that life potentially could become more chaotic, but obviously I don't know what that looks like. And as I say, if you told me 5 years ago, in 5 years' time, you're going to be married with a dog and a 7-month-old and still doing this podcast every week, I absolutely could not have believed you. So who knows? But I feel like, yeah, I think it will end, because if it ends, it may never end. We might be doing this when we're 100. I think it will end, if it is going to end, because life has become more chaotic.
Yeah. And I think even then, like that would obviously be a very sad day if that comes to it. And I think even then we would maybe, I don't think we would just cut it off completely.
Agreed. We'd do like once every 2 weeks or something. Exactly. Yeah, 100%. I've thought exactly. Okay, so we're aligned. I completely agree. I think it would like reduce to like bi-weekly, then maybe monthly. And then we'd be like, right, let's call this a day. But I agree. I sincerely hope that that is not within the next 5 years, because if the last 5 years are anything to go by, it has absolutely flown by like no time at all. And I can't believe, you know, you've purchased your first property, I've moved, like different jobs as well. Like there's so many massive life changes and we've still kept it afloat. And it has been challenging at times. There have been times, you know, where we have been really busy or mental health's not been great. And so, you know, we have sort of like batch recorded, or one of us has taken one for the team, or, you know, Tash had an extended period out when she had her baby. I did the same. Like, but I feel like, again, going back to kind of authenticity, that's because like we genuinely not only care about the podcast, but care about one another. And it's like, I would never, you know, if you said, oh, I'm not in a great place, I can't record because this thing's happened or whatever, it doesn't even need to be a thing, I'm just not having a great week, I'd always have your back. And I know you'd always have mine. And I feel like that's why we've made it work. Because imagine if you'd been like, oh, I'm having a baby, I need some time out. And I've been like, oh, well, I'm not doing it. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that would have been, yeah, the perfect opportunity.
Yeah, I'd have been like, editing, really, me? I need everything to do.
But that's why we're lucky that we've had so many great people that have stepped in to kind of fill the other one's shoes and help out in those times.
Yeah, definitely, because it's not easy. Like Tash did an amazing job last year, but it's not easy with our podcast format kind of riffing on your own, like, hey, did you see that trailer the other day for that movie? Oh yeah, it was great. Like it's you know, the way that we have designed the Chat Disney podcast, I mean, the clue's in the title, it's a chat, it's a conversational chat about favorite movies, worst movies, new movies, parks, news, things that are happening in the world of Disney business or whatever. But it was always designed to kind of be, you know, a chat amongst friends with you as well as a part of that, you the listener, cup of tea and a biscuit, let's chat Disney. That was always kind of the intention. So doing that on your own is quite difficult.
Yes, definitely. So yeah, I mean, I guess that's most of it. I guess the last thing to do is just to say a huge thank you to all of our lovely loyal listeners out there, because we would not be here if it was not for you. And like Mercedes said at the beginning, you know, we don't have thousands and thousands of subscribers, but the fact that people do tune in to us and listen to us every week still blows my mind. The fact that it's not just friends and people that we know, there are random people out there listening to us still blows my mind.
Yeah, it's amazing. And we, as I say, we've got a really steady, solid fan base now. You're our community, but you know what I mean? Solid group of listeners every week. And we're incredibly, incredibly grateful for that. And as long as you stick around, we will be here. And with that in mind, we kind of teased last week that we're thinking about potentially bringing some video content for you all very, very soon. So do keep your eyes peeled for that. It is 5 years of Chat Disney, onwards and upwards. We want to shake things up a little bit. So we are thinking about video content in the future. We'll give it a go, see how we feel. Hopefully it's not too much. You know, I'm a new mum here. Tash has got a toddler, just gone back to work. Like, you know, we want to look pristine for the camera. And the eye bags are eye bagging. So, you know, as long as it's all working and I've got enough time to kind of prep myself to make myself camera ready, we are thinking about video content in the future. So do keep your eyes peeled for that. And we will, as soon as it's available, we will, of course, let you know. And we'll put it on our website, chatdisney.co.uk as well, so you can find out how to watch it.
Absolutely. And as always, please do get in touch and let us know if you've had any personal highlights of us over the last 5 years, what you would love to see from us in the future. We are constantly discussing and planning ideas for new content. We have a whole list of ideas on a shared Google Doc. So yeah, these episodes aren't going anywhere anytime soon, but we would love to, you know, keep creating the content that you want to hear. So please do get in touch and let us know what you would like from us. As always, you can find us on Instagram at Chat Disney.
Or we're on Twitter or X at Chat Disney UK. If you would like a shout out, be sure to leave us an Apple Podcast review, a Spotify review, whatever podcast app you listen to. And we will, of course, read it out on the show. Good or bad, it will get read out.
Absolutely. And that pretty much sums up today's episode, I guess. So Mercedes, happy 5 years of Chat Disney.
Thank you very much. Same to you, Tash. And onwards and upwards. Here's to the next 5 years. We love making this podcast. We love that you listen to it. And just a huge thank you, because as I say, the podcast is made with love and authenticity, and we love doing it. It is, you know, it's a lot of fun for us. So thank you for sticking with us for 5 amazing years.
Thank you very much. And we will be back at the same time and same place next week. Bye for now.
See you.
Thank you. Goodbye now. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.